101.3 WIBD AM 1470 coming up on 8:15. And we have guests in the studio for a community conversation this morning. And I'm going to let my guests introduce themselves.
My name is Becky Chemnitz. I'm from the Volunteer Center. I'm the office manager there. And I will be the one that would talk to you if you give us a call.
I'm Michelle Spettle, marketing specialist at the Volunteer Center.
I'm Maureen Furno. I'm the leader of Ruby's Pantry that's sponsored by Community Church in West Bend.
Well, welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
So here we are. It's October.
It is. Yes. And, where did the summer go?
And we're getting a little sample of winter. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that there aren't a million things going on at the Volunteer Center.
That is true. Next weekend, so Saturday the 19th, we have our next Do Good bus ride. It is at 9 a.m. to noon. Thank you to Horicon Bank for sponsoring this family-friendly ride. But you can also come if you're 14-plus without a parent. The theme of it is Tricks or Treats for from the Heart. And you're invited to dress up for this one. So we're playing off the holiday theme mm-hmm. coming up and kind of reversing it a little bit. I can't give too much away, can I? Because then the secret would be out of the bag, the trick-or-treat bag.
That's never happened.
No. But, there'll be something to do with, giving treats and maybe putting your heart into it a little.
There we go. All right. And there are still seats available?
Yes, there are.
Okay. All right. What else is going on?
We are hiring at the Hub. Mm. If you're looking for a meaningful part-time position, we'd love you to join our growing team. If you love great coffee and you love to be a part of a community-driven organization that's passionate about helping people, we want to meet you. So what can you expect as a lead barista, the position that we're hiring for? You will be guiding our team of volunteer baristas throughout their shifts. This includes understanding how to make drinks and food items, effectively teaching others how to do the same. You'll also be in charge of cafe operations, which will include opening and closing procedures depending on the shift that you are working. This is a unique barista experience at the Hub. You're supporting our local nonprofits, as well as becoming part of a larger community. Your voice will be respectfully heard, and you can know the success in the cafe operations contributes to our nonprofits throughout this county. This position offers competitive barista pay, rotating weekends, effective training, and flexible scheduling within reason. So how can you apply? You can go right to our website at volunteernow.net/hiring, and you'll find the application right there online.
All right.
Yeah, so we really just found a part-time position would be really helpful for us for scheduling. So we're excited to meet the candidates that will come in and be part of our fun team.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Speaking of the Hub, we have a few different projects that the Volunteer Center sponsors in the Hub. We have a giving tree that we put out that will collect things for different nonprofits in the community. We have the Kindness Project that's ongoing. It's always available for you. If you come into the Hub, you can do a small, easy volunteer project, children-friendly, that will benefit a nonprofit. And then we have something called the Superpower Hour, where we kind of ramp up that kindness project. And it's just an hour-long time where we have somebody there to help you. And we change it up a little bit for that time. So all those three things kind of are working together this month. We are collecting personal need items through the month that will benefit Albrecht Free Clinic and Elevates Calm Harbor. Then those personal care items such as toothpaste, shampoo, you can get the whole list on our website. They will all be put into trick-or-treat bags. And those trick-or-treat bags are being decorated in the Hub during the Kindness Project for the month.
Okay.
And then the Superpower Hour is when we'll continue to decorate bags, but we're going to stuff the bags.
Gotcha.
So it's all working together. And we are really excited about, doing this more often where all of those projects work together and are fun and an easy way to get involved in the community.
I see online that you're about to hit a milestone as far as the tip jar.
We are. It's pretty amazing. Becky, the milestone, 50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. I see every week who gets the benefit for the week from the tip jar, and I see the see the total go up. I'm waiting for, you know, Jerry Lewis to be.
Right. I know.
But the ghost of Jerry Lewis, I guess. But,
well, good.
for the Halloween season. There we go.
But people of a certain generation do remember watching Jerry Lewis turn and, those numbers.
Yeah, but coming up on 50,000, so that'd be fun.
Amazing.
You know what you should do?
What?
Do a little contest and have people predict when it's going to hit 50,000.
How fun.
Yeah.
That's
really a good idea.
Huh. Well, if that shows up, it was definitely our idea. No. Just kidding.
There we go. All right.
So let's switch gears a little bit. Let's start talking with Maureen from Ruby's Pantry. Mm-hmm. So I guess my first question and the first thing we'd like to tell the listeners is what Ruby's Pantry is, kind of the history, and how it came to West Bend.
Well, Ruby's Pantry is a pop-up pantry. That means that we have a pantry on the second Thursday of every month at our church on Main Street Community Church. And this whole program started in 2003, started by Lynn Sayre, and he was collecting toys to ship to Mexico. And he would go around to the different corporations and pick up toys. And pretty soon that kind of ran dry, and the corporation started giving him food. Well, he had truckloads full of food, and he didn't quite know what to do with it. So he started distributing it to the homeless and the needy and the people in this community. Well, the food contributions got more and more, and pretty soon he had semi-trucks full of food, and he was driving all around Minnesota trying to figure this out. So as a result of all that, the group came up with this idea of having a pop-up pantry. So they rented warehouses and eventually bought warehouses and cold storage places and had these semi-trucks, and then they went around the state of Minnesota and then Wisconsin recruiting faith-based organizations to have a Ruby's Pantry. Now, you might ask, why Ruby's? Why that name? Well, Ruby was Lynn Sayre's mother. And Lynn Sayre's mother always said to him, people are more important than things. So he spent his whole adult life, you know, giving to people, and he is still the president of Ruby's Pantry. And there is a hub or a location in Minnesota and also in Wisconsin now. And right now we have more than 75 pop-up pantries throughout the two states. Oh. And last year, they had 18 million pounds of food distributed and from 175 different corporations. So corporations are very generous to provide food, and that's usually more than they can sell. And so it's good for them, and it's good for, of course, our community. Mm-hmm. So we have a pop-up pantry, guess what, tonight. And the doors are open at 4 o'clock. The distribution begins at 5. It is a $20 cash donation, and that covers just the trucks to bring it down to us. I mean, a big semi-truck comes down to our parking lot, and we unload that semi-truck, and it completely fills our fellowship hall. And we have all types of food that we distribute to the individuals. There'll be meat, there'll be maybe milk, there'll be rice, there'll be pizzas, ice cream and dessert is there too. So, and maybe even toilet paper, and you know, we're looking for whatever the corporations are willing to give us, and we get pallets full. We have I'm not a skid loader, I think this is called, unloading it from the trucks. And of course, we need volunteers, lots of volunteers. We have about 80 volunteers for a shift. Now, we start our work, of course, it's already being set up right now, but the workers are there, and they do some unloading of the trucks, they do assisting the shoppers, they do the setup, they do the registration. So we have a variety of jobs that
are
available.
And those volunteer opportunities, is that like just on the Thursday, or do you need other times too?
Well, that primarily is right on that Thursday, but we do have all the preparation that goes into it, and that's a lot of paperwork or data entry, because we do follow the number of people we have and register the guests. So yes, there's behind the scenes things that goes on, but the major push is the second Thursday of every month. Mm-hmm. So,
And you talked a little bit about registration. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about the process of becoming a person who receives? I think it's 70 pounds or roughly 70 pounds
right.
for the $20.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It's an easy registration process. Is all you have to do is walk right in the door at Community Church anytime after 4 o'clock on the second Thursday of every month, and you fill out a form. You need to fill it out only once a year, and you do not need to be from Washington County. You don't need to be from anywhere. You just need to walk in and be a person who's hungry, and then we will register you, and you'll be able to, for a $20 cash donation, get a bountiful amount of food.
And there's no income guidelines,
no,
nothing
right.
like that,
thanks
right?
Thanks for asking. No, no, no. So it's
and
just
no pre-registration.
Available.
Wow, right. This is really an asset to our community. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we work closely with Full Shelf Pantry. So if we have any extras or anything, sometimes we share things together. So we are a good collaboration. We are. It's a community effort to make sure that our community has the food that they need on a regular basis.
And if people do want to come, I believe I've read somewhere that they should bring containers.
Thank you. This is so good of you. Yes, because you're going to have two heavy containers. So either bring laundry baskets are really good containers. So that's what I would advise. But also boxes work really well. But bring two so that you're able to get that all that food into your baskets. In addition, we do help you get it into the car. So it is heavy. So we do help you with that. So
another volunteer opportunity.
Yes, yes. Lots of volunteers from all walks of life. So, yes.
It's all right. And again, can people go to want to find out? I think you can go online. I think on the Facebook page it lists what's part of the distribution
yes.
and so on, too,
yes.
so people can get an idea.
Right. We really don't know what our food is going to be, but it will be posted on Facebook very shortly if it isn't already there. And you can go online and find out what food we're going to be distributing for today. In addition, you can see where the food pantries are. We're not the only one, but there's locations. And did I miss you answering your question?
Yeah. No, I think
okay.
we're
good.
For people who don't know where
yes.
Community Church is.
Oh, 2005 South Main Street. Very, very close to this radio station. So you can't miss it.
And it's the one where they're always changing the sign.
You
yes.
know
yes.
that's
true.
That's the one. That's what people will know it from if they don't know it by name otherwise, right?
Right. Yes. Well, we're thrilled to have this service for the community. It's been a blessing to us. We've been doing this now for almost 4 years, and we've been partnering with the Volunteer Center that entire time. And I don't think we would have made it without the Volunteer Center because we needed a lot of volunteers. And when you walk in there and you see the amount of food that we have moved in less than an hour and a half into our church, you would be totally amazed.
Well,
so,
thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, thank you for coming in, Maureen.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So do we have some needs for the week?
We do. As we head into the holiday season, there is a need for bell ringers. Share your festive spirit while helping the Salvation Army of Washington County through bell ringing. Locations vary throughout the county, and even an hour of your time is beneficial. This opportunity runs from November 15th through December 24th and is family-friendly.
The Washington County Humane Society is looking for adoption counselors. If you're 18 years or older and you love animals, consider becoming an adoption counselor. You will learn about the animals, the adoption process, and the policies to better match customers and animals to their forever home. And it's ideally a once-a-week opportunity for the volunteer during the shelter's open hours.
Calling all handymen and women, do you enjoy home repair? Whether you're skilled or ready to learn, Habitat for Humanity of Washington and Dodge Counties is looking for help through their Brush with Kindness projects. Tasks include painting, interior and exterior repairs, landscaping, and other related needs. Volunteers must be 18 years or older.
And, of course, those are some interesting opportunities. But if that isn't particularly the volunteer opportunity you're looking for, they can find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely.
Where?
At our website, volunteernow.net.
All right.
We also highlight them on Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, if you give us a call at 262-338-8256, you're going to hear Becky's friendly voice.
All right. And they can stop and visit. Because the Hub and the Volunteer Center are located at
303 Water Street. And the Volunteer Center is open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
All right. Right on the roundabout.
Yes.
By MOA downtown are they getting ready for winter now over there along the Riverwalk and so on?
Yeah, well, the river's running wild right now. It's run down
still
a little bit, but I don't know if there's what they're going to do about winter prep for that. It'll be fun to watch the new river transformation and how that changes for the winter.
And also we should mention that downtown trick-or-treating is tomorrow afternoon from 5 until 7.
Correct.
And you mentioned that you were doing something for that.
Yes. We don't have any special programming happening in the Hub, but we are participating with Collins Leadership right on Main Street. We're providing them with some drinks for the people who come in, and we're bringing our Super Power Hour Kindness Project on the road and setting it up there for you to do it right there on Main Street.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for coming in. Becky, good to see you again.
Thank you. You too.
Michelle, always good. If you want to stick in just a plug, 3 more performances left for Young Frankenstein. Should we just sneak that in?
Yeah, we should. It's a really, really funny show. I cannot believe how funny this one is. I've been working with Spotlight for, I think this is my 13th season being their set director. And this is a really special show. It's so funny. You got to come out and see it.
You even managed to get Tim to come in and talk about it last
week.
Yes,
my husband was here.
I was surprised. I thought, wow.
I know. He called me afterwards. He goes, oh, that's harder than I thought it would be. I thought that was funny.
All right. And Maureen, thank you for coming. Pleasure to meet you. And again, distribution times today are?
Starting at 4 p.m. and our distribution begins at 5 p.m.
All right, at the Community Church.
At Community Church.
In West Bend.
Yes, West Bend.
All right. And thank you all very much.
All right, thank you.
101.3 WIBD AM 1470.